Lounge Spotlight. Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight. I'm the Lady DJ, and this week we're taking a look back at the life and influence of one of the most elusive artists in the game, Sade, whose music is loved by and has inspired everyone from Aretha Franklin to Missy Elliott. She and her band of the same name have sold over 50 million albums worldwide, and according to London's The Sunday Times, is the most successful British female artist in history. After two successful multi-platinum albums and sold-out world tours, Sade took a break. Her six-year marriage to Spanish film director Carlos Pliego had ended, and she needed time to focus on her personal life. During her time off, Sade met a Jamaican music producer, and the two of them had a daughter named Ila. Understanding how important it was for her to be there for Ila, Sade took a few more years off to focus on motherhood. And finally, in 1992, Sade went back into the studio to record her fourth album titled Love Deluxe. Critics panned the album, calling it icy and void of heart and feeling. But that didn't stop diehard fans from supporting the project. Love Deluxe reached the top in five countries thanks to its first single, which by many is considered one of Sade's signature songs. This is No Ordinary Love on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Love. I gave you all. You're inside the Soul Lounge.
If you're enjoying this week's celebration of Sade, let me know. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. You can also suggest artists you'd like to hear covered during future spotlights. But now let's get back to Sade. This is Cherish the Day on the Soul Lounge Spotlight. That was Cherish the Day from Sade's 1992 album Love Deluxe. It would be 8 years before she would release another. It's unclear what Sade was doing during that time, as she just dropped out of the spotlight. Sade has said many times that she's not a fan of being famous, and she finds the media's fascination with her personal life both invasive and disturbing. So she's become somewhat of a recluse. Her band, however, continued to work under the name Sweetback, and they released their self-titled debut album in 1994. In the year 2000, Sade declared that she was ready for a comeback, so she and the band returned to the studio to begin work on Lover's Rock, named for the music that Sade listened to in her youth. A departure from their jazz-influenced sound, Lover's Rock was heavy on the R&B, the soul, the dub, and the reggae. The album earned them a Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Album, and the lead single, By Your Side, was nominated for Best Pop Female Vocal Performance. Here's Sade with By Your Side on the Soul Lounge Spotlight.
Baby,
following the release of Lover's Rock, Sade disappeared again for 10 years. Now, what we do know is that during that time, Sade moved into a small remote town in England and focused on raising her daughter alongside her boyfriend and his son. She made a few rare public appearances, including at the Order of the British Empire's, or OBE, ceremony that honored her for her services to music, one of the most prestigious honors for British artists. Sade's sixth album, Soldier of Love, was released in 2010. It debuted at the top of the 200 chart, selling 500,000 copies in its very first week, a testament to the love and the loyalty of Sade's fan base. So here we are in 2017, and I've been hearing whispers of rumors that Sade is back in the studio. And as a diehard fan who's never seen her live, I am certainly hoping it's true. Seeing her on stage, the Sade experience, is certainly high up on my bucket list. But in the meantime, of course, we have over 20 years of music to enjoy. Well, darlings, thank you again for joining me on another Soul Lounge Spotlight. I will be back next week with music from another one of your favorite soul artists. In between then and now, be sure to reach out to me via social media, Facebook and Twitter, at VOA Lady DJ. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
children.